Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Mike Baxes. Batting second, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third, the first baseman, Preston Ward. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting seventh, the catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ned Garver. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second, the first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting third, the third baseman, Vic Power. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth, the catcher, J.W. Porter. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Mike Baxes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Power fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle strikes out. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a pop-up towards third. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez takes first base on ball four. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baxes misplays the ball. That's an error on Baxes. Doby moves to third. Minoso moves to second. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dobie tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Colavito moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri strikes out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver takes first base on ball 4. Mike Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas is 0-for-1 in the game. Baxas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Power fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baxas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a pop-up in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-1 in the game. Serve strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to third. Porter moves to second. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hunter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of serve. Hunter reaches second base with a double. Minoso scores. Porter scores. Colavito moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell is hit by the pitch. Murray Dixon now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Colavito scores. Hunter moves to third. Bell moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to second for the out. Hunter scores. Bell moves to third. One out. It's 6-0, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields the ball and throws to second. Baxis drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Baxis. Bell scores. Power moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Indians. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maris for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats House for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel now playing shortstop. Preston Ward now playing third base. Hector Lopez now playing second base. Whitey Herzog now playing first. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Porter strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of serve. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Martin pinch hits for Murray Dixon. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Herzog moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-3, Indians. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 2 in the game. Serve hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 2 in the game. Maris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Craddock now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lopez hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 2 in the game. House hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Harry Chiti pinch hits for Walt Craddock. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Power fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herzog moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Gorman now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Woody Held now playing center field. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Serve strikes out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-3 in the game. Maris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Hunter strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lopez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Lopez reaches second base with a double. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-3 in the game. House hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-5, Indians. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson pinch hits for Tom Gorman. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Power fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Kansas City Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.